Healthcare costs for employers and workers are soaring at a rate that far outpaces the rate of inflation. A new study shows that private health insurance premiums rose nearly 14% this year, and those higher costs are being passed on to employees. The study was released by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which we should note is an NPR funder, and by the Health Research and Educational Trust. And joining us now to talk about the results is the president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, Drew Altman. Thanks for being with us.
How are you?
We mentioned that premiums are up nearly 14% over last year. This marks the seventh straight year of increases, the third consecutive year of double-digit increases. Given these increases, what steps are employers taking?
Employers are trying a little bit of everything. They're shifting costs to workers, so workers are paying more. They're shopping for plans, new plans, to try and get a better deal. They're buying new disease management programs to try and lower the cost for people with chronic illness. But at the end of the day, employers don't have a great deal of confidence that these measures will produce big results.
Is a higher percentage of this increase being passed on to the worker, or is the ratio between what the employer pays and what the worker pays staying pretty much the same?
I think it needs to be said that employers are really trying to hang on here. They're not just passing on costs. They're trying to continue to provide health insurance to their workers, and they're eating a lot of the costs, but they also feel they're caught between a rock and a hard place, and they're passing on a significant share of the costs. So workers every year now, third year of double-digit increases, are paying more and more and more for their health care. Their contributions to their premiums are up. Their deductibles are up. Their prescription drug copayments are up. Everything people pay up almost 50% or substantially more just over a three-year period.
Are there companies that are saying, essentially, we can't afford to provide health insurance anymore, we're just going to drop it altogether?
There are some, but overall, they're trying to hang on to coverage, which I think speaks to the high value that both employers and especially workers place on health insurance.
I've read that 2003 was a very profitable year for the managed care industry. If that's the case, why isn't that being passed along to businesses and to workers?
Well, insurance company profits are up, and underlying health care costs are moderating a little bit, and that's one reason why many people expect to see some slight moderation in the rate of increase in health insurance costs next year. But I want to emphasize it will be slight. It may fall from almost 14% to 10 or 11, but no one should expect it to fall to 3 or 4%.
And where do you see that heading? If these double-digit increases keep going up and up and up, what happens then?
Well, I think there's nothing but bad news in that. For working people who are paying more, for our economy, because it makes it harder for employers to hire more people, and it makes it tougher for us to solve these big-ticket, high-cost health problems that are so much in the news, because it's more expensive now to provide prescription drug coverage to seniors when health costs jump up. It's more expensive now to expand insurance coverage for the 40 million people in our country who don't have health insurance coverage. The key variable is the economy. We complain mightily about rising health care costs when the economy is bad. We can't agree on any one big thing to do, so we do lots of little things, and then we forget about the problem again when the economy improves. The problem just comes back around again, and we go through these cycles, which have very real implications for workers and also for our economy.
Well, Drew Altman, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Drew Altman is head of the Kaiser Family Foundation. He spoke with us from Menlo Park, California.